Welcome to Binge Breakthrough, the podcast designed to help you finally break through the barriers that keep you stuck feeling out of control around food. I'm Master Certified Coach Jane Pilger, and I want you to know that no matter how long you've been struggling or what you've tried, food freedom is possible, and I'm here to show you how. After years of therapy, eating disorders treatment, restrictive diets, and reading all the books, I was still stuck in the on-again, off-again cycle of restricting and binging until I was able to see it all from a new perspective that changed everything. Each week, I will share the strategies, tools, and mindset that allowed me to overcome my decades-long battle with binge eating. Your journey to body trust starts now. Let's dive in. Hello, trusted listener. Welcome to Binge Breakthrough. I consider you a trusted listener because I trust that you are listening to this podcast for a reason. I trust that you are going to hear something today that is insightful and impactful on your journey with food. Often it just takes one idea, one concept, one insight that can completely change the way you look at things forever. So today, what we're going to talk about is this idea, is what you are doing with food, is it really comfortable? This podcast was inspired by several conversations that I had over the period of about a week. I had several conversations with private clients, with group clients, with people that were just reaching out for some additional support. And there was this theme, this idea, I'm doing what's comfortable. And as I had this conversation with several different people, it was like, is it really comfortable or is it actually just familiar? So a lot of people think, and just think for yourself, have you ever thought to yourself, it's comfortable for me to turn to food? I do it because it's comfortable. I seek comfort in food. It's what I know. It's what I do. So let's get curious about this together. When we're thinking about binge eating, eating large amounts of food in a pretty short period of time, what part about binging is comfortable? I'm not here to say that it's not like zero, there is zero comfort at all, or that it's not providing some sort of purpose, or there's not some benefit of some sort, whether it's an emotional benefit, a physical benefit, something like that. If it wasn't helping you in some way, you wouldn't be doing it. So I am for sure not here to say it's not comfortable. That's not true. But let's get really clear and really curious about it. What part of binging, what part about it is comfortable? It might be those first few bites, that relief when food first hits your mouth. Another part that might be comfortable for you is the visualizing of it, the imagining, when you start to get the pictures and the images of what you might eat, the ideas, that part might be comfortable. Those first few bites. Maybe it's the moment when you dissociate. I've shared before that for me, it was like I was turning off the lights on myself. Just that moment when you're no longer feeling your emotions. That moment when you are no longer in your body, you're kind of dissociated from your body. If you're feeling some sort of distress, some physical pain, emotional pain, and you're using the food to get away from that pain, when you have that moment where you are now dissociated, you are now apart from that, that may be comfortable. And I agree. There is some comfort in that moment. Again, you wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't providing you with some sort of benefit. So we can just get really curious. And as you think about binging, you think about your episodes with food, just get really curious. What part is comfortable? Again, we're not here to say it's the whole thing is comfortable or the whole thing is uncomfortable. Let's just get really clear. So what part is comfortable? Okay, now let's look at the other side. We know what part is comfortable. What part isn't comfortable? Let's get clear. This is not black and white. It is not that the whole thing is comfortable and the whole thing is uncomfortable. So what part is not comfortable? I'll offer you a few. Probably the way that you are speaking to yourself while you are eating. It might sound something like, "What's wrong with you?" Some people talk to themselves in third person. Some people talk to themselves in first person. So some of these examples I'm going to give you are both in third person and they're in first person. So think to yourself, how do I talk to myself? Do I talk to myself in third person, like, "What's wrong with you?" Or, "You're so gross. You're so disgusting. I can't believe you're doing this again." Or do you talk to yourself more in the first person? "I'm out of control. Here I go again. I can't stop. I hate myself." All of these I have thought many, many times. I generally speak to myself in first person. And there is no right or wrong answer to this. There's no like one way is, you know, superior than the other. It's just really interesting to note, which way do I speak to myself in the third person? Do I speak to myself in the first person? Or does it vary? For some people do both. Some people it's very clearly one way or the other. Again, it's just something to get curious about and something to notice. But I think we can agree. Having that negative internal dialogue that's basically saying, "You're broken, you're disgusting, you're out of control," or "I'm out of control, I hate myself, I can't believe I'm doing this, I shouldn't be eating this." That part is not comfortable. It's not comfortable when other people speak to us that way, and it's definitely not comfortable when we speak to ourselves in that way. So then what do we want to do in that discomfort? Get away from it. If you were speaking to me that way, I would want to get away from you. And when I'm speaking to myself that way, I want to get away from myself. So what do? I eat more. Because if I can just keep eating, sometimes if I can fully dissociate, fully turn the lights off on myself, then maybe I don't have to hear that. But guess what? That discomfort in the moment, that critical voice in the moment while I'm eating, unfortunately comes back. It comes back then after the binge, and all of that critical self-judgment is there afterwards also. Okay, so we're examining what part is not comfortable about binging, the way you speak to yourself. Now, let's talk about the actual physical sensation of the eating itself. It might be that the first few bites of whatever you're eating are really comfortable. It might be that they're quite enjoyable. But fairly shortly into the binge, it starts to become uncomfortable physically. If you get curious, think to yourself for you, if you are somebody who is actively binging and binges on a regular basis, the next time you binge, I want you to just get really curious. Even if you don't binge on a regular basis, the next time you binge, the next time you overeat, just get curious for yourself. At what point am I switching from actual comfort into uncomfortable? Or like, I'm not really enjoying this anymore. We kind of can go from this like enjoyment to this relief to kind of this sense of satisfaction to then this place of, this isn't really that good, to then this place of like, I am definitely not enjoying this, to this place of like, this is really uncomfortable, but I don't feel like I can stop. I can remember so many times during a binge. My binges really changed over the years and over the time. They changed based on what I had access to or where I was binging. But as I was thinking about times of severe discomfort during a binge, I mean, there are so many stories to tell, but I would think about times where I would be eating ice cream, like out of the container. Maybe I'm eating like a half gallon of ice cream, or maybe I'm eating a pint of ice cream, but I've already been eating, I'm well a good hour into the food. And I'm sitting there eating ice cream and I'm shivering, so full, stomach hurting, shivering, eating this ice cream. I'm so cold. I'm so full of food, but I'm also in this moment, I feel unable to stop. That is not comfortable. There would also be times that I would eat so much cereal. I mean, like boxes of cereal, maybe granola. Sometimes I would eat it dry. Sometimes I would eat it with milk, but I would eat so much of it that I would have sores on the roof of my mouth, sometimes for days afterwards. I would eat until I was so physically full, I literally could not stomach any more food. I would be so full, I would feel like I might burst, like I was sweating. My body was under so much pressure. That was not comfortable. It was not comfortable in the moment, but it wasn't just then. I mean, how many hours of discomfort are we talking about? So for me, I would say when I was binging, my typical binge, I would say would be about 2 hours of eating. 1 to 2 hours, it really kind of depended, but 1 to 2 hours of eating. And then I would look at, and in that 1 to 2 hours of eating, I mean, what part was comfortable? Maybe the anticipation ahead of time, like a little bit of time of anticipation. Although that part never really lasted that long because I generally just went right to the store or the bakery or the convenience store, wherever I was acquiring my food, the pantry. And there was probably a little bit of comfort in those very, 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 very first few bites. But so quickly that discomfort came, the discomfort from the way I was talking to myself, the food, the stomach, like all of that started to become very uncomfortable. So if I ate for 1 to 2 hours, then I would probably for the rest of that day, maybe it would be anywhere from, my binges were often in the afternoon time. So I might have anywhere from 4 to 6 hours after a binge before I went to bed. And I would basically scroll. I would avoid myself, my emotions. I would be searching for how to stop binge eating. I would just do anything to dissociate from myself, to get away from the pure physical discomfort of my body. So there's another, I mean, so that's in that day, probably a good 8 hours. Now, the sleep, I would never sleep well after a binge because my body was working so hard to digest the food. So we have all night. Then, so that was not comfortable. Then the next day, you know what it feels like. You're groggy. You haven't slept very well. I would have these sores on the roof of my mouth. My stomach would hurt. I would have digestive issues for days. I would be so uncomfortable. I would be bloated. I would have like this mixture of cravings to, you know, just start eating all of these foods all over again. But I would also have these aversions, certain foods that I just could not even stomach the idea of eating. And this would last at least 1, if not 2, pretty significantly days. And then I'm thinking, then because of all of this, maybe I don't want to eat, maybe I avoid eating, and the cycle would just continue. So we're talking a lot of discomfort here. I remember when I first went I was in therapy with an eating disorders therapist, and This was years ago. And she suggested that I go into intensive outpatient therapy. And my immediate response was, I don't have time. I don't have time to do that. I've got way too much going on. And she asked me to, together, we calculated how much time I was spending around my eating disorder. How much time was my binge eating taking up in my life? So we calculated not only the hours of a binge, how much afterward, all of the time I would spend like thinking about food or trying to stop or eating or recovering from eating. And it was shocking, shocking how much time of my week, excuse me, was going towards the eating disorder. And then it was like, oh, okay, maybe I do have time for this. Maybe I do have time to get help so that I can free up all of this time that I have been spending around food. So is that really comfortable? No, it's not comfortable at all. Aside from those choice few little tiny moments, but it is familiar. It's something that my brain has done over and over again over so many years. Now, here's what we want to remember. Remember the role of the brain. The role of the brain, number one, survive. After it's like, okay, we're alive, we are surviving, then we have the motivational triad of the brain. Seek pleasure, avoid pain, use as little energy as possible. This part of using as little energy as possible is the part of our brain that wants to keep us in homeostasis. It wants to keep things as they are. It's resistant to change. So even if things are hard, if there is, we look at the motivational triad, right? Seek pleasure. Okay, we understand we're doing that when we binge, when we overeat. Avoid pain. A lot of what we're trying to do is avoid the emotional pain, but we don't really realize what we're actually doing is we're creating even more pain. But what's happening is the motivational triad, the piece of use as little energy as possible. The brain is thinking, if I just keep doing what I've always done, if I keep doing what is familiar, it's this pattern that's been repeated over time. It's what's already in my subconscious. The brain thinks, ah, this is what we're doing. It's what we've always done. It's kind of just that pattern. So we want to be really clear. Do not fool yourself in thinking binging is comfortable. Overeating is comfortable. It's familiar. It's what I know. It's what I've done. Now, this is different. I want you to hear me. This is different from it's who I am and it's what I've always done. And so therefore, that's what I will always do in the future. This is not the case. You absolutely can change no matter how long it has been, no matter how long you've been doing this. So we want to be clear. What you are doing now is not comfortable. There's a lot of discomfort involved already. So sometimes there's this idea that changing our eating patterns, not responding to urges to binge, will be uncomfortable. So if we think that, oh, it's going to be so uncomfortable to not respond to my urges, or it's going to be so uncomfortable to change what I'm doing, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be uncomfortable. Now, I'm not going to pretend that not responding to urges initially when you first start doing this work is a walk in the park and it's totally easy. Yes, there is some discomfort involved. But here is what I want you to see. There is going to be discomfort either way. Discomfort in what you've been doing, the discomfort that lasts for hours and sometimes days, or the discomfort in making a different choice in the moment. the discomfort in not responding to yourself in the usual way. Discomfort that sometimes lasts only minutes. You get to choose your discomfort. But don't believe the lie that says that continuing to binge is comfortable. It isn't. If it was, you would not be listening to this podcast. Yes, it's familiar. Yes, it's what you know. Yes, it's what you have been doing for years. Yes, it's a pattern that has been repeated multiple times. And you can change. You are capable of so much more than you know. The discomfort of changing your patterns around food is often less than the discomfort that your current patterns are creating. Change is hard. The brain wants homeostasis. There will be obstacles that arise mentally, physically, and emotionally. But this is not a reason to give up, because there will be obstacles that arise mentally, physically, and emotionally when you binge. You're a human. This means a life with mental, physical, and emotional obstacles, no matter what. So I want you to watch for yourself saying to yourself that this is comfortable, or the assumption that it's easy. It's just who you are and it's what you've always done. These are the sneaky little lies that will keep you in the pattern that you're in right now with food. So I want you to just get curious, get aware. What part of this is comfortable and what part isn't? Yes, it's familiar, but I'm no longer going to tell myself this is comfortable. I want to really get clear what is and what is not comfortable about this. And am I willing to choose a different discomfort that perhaps could be much, much shorter than the current discomfort I'm experiencing on a regular basis? Change is possible, but it's not possible without intention and a willingness to experience the discomfort required to grow new skills. All right, that's what I have for you this week. I'll see you next time. If you like what you're hearing on the podcast, you will want to be sure to follow me on Substack. There, you'll find additional articles, discussion, and a library of all of the podcast episodes to help you on your journey with food. You can also access deep dive workshops and get behind the scenes audio and video that will help you understand and overcome your food struggles. Find me under The Peaceful Eater at janepilger.substack.com. I'll see you there.